This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. State lawmakers are considering a bill that could help lift Colorado families out of poverty. It would create a child tax credit using the state's tax surplus. Families would get up to $3,200 per child each year, depending on their overall income. State Representative Jenny Wilford.
When we expand and distribute the child tax credit, we will create healthier, happier futures for our kids and set them on a path towards economic success and economic prosperity.
Opponents say any tax surplus should be given directly back to all taxpayers. El Paso County Sheriff Joseph Roybal and county commissioners are joining a lawsuit challenging Colorado's immigration laws. CPR's Paolo Jalceda has more.
The lawsuit, originally filed by Douglas County, targets legislation that limits collaboration between local law enforcement agencies and federal immigration officials. Under state law, officers cannot arrest or detain an individual based on their immigration status, nor share one's status with federal officials. The suit alleges the policies violate the state constitution and infringe on local rule. I'm Paolo Jalceda, CPR News.
A former police officer in Aurora is acquitted in the violent arrest of a black man in 2021. Prosecutors said Officer John Hobart used excessive force against Kyle Vinson, repeatedly hitting Vinson with his gun and strangling him for 39 seconds. The jury disagreed. Another officer was convicted of failing to intervene in that incident. Hobart resigned from the Aurora Police Department after the arrest. The Estes Park aerial tram will resume taking visitors up and down Prospect Mountain in May. The tram closed last summer. It was family-operated starting in 1955. The Heron family sold the business to a private tourism firm called Gondola Ventures. The red tram cars carry people more than 1,000 feet above the Estes Valley, above Rocky Mountain National Park and the Stanley Hotel. Gondola Ventures is also behind a similar attraction being built in Idaho Springs. And in Colorado's high country, a sunny day, highs near 60. Staying sunny through the weekend, then there's snow in Vail early next week. It's 6 minutes after 6. This is after 7. This is...